Don't want to keep you too long. You might never have me back again. Thank you so much for inviting me to be part of your time together. It's just lovely being here and I love sharing with you. So I don't know how many of you already knew about Ignatius of Loyola. I love his story. And he was very important for a lot of things, but the thing that I want to be talking about today is an imaginative meditation, which is part of the spiritual exercises that they talked about in the video. So you can do this as a retreat, 30 days, and you do 5 exercises a day and see a spiritual director every day. I think you have a day off once a week. And then the alternative to that is doing it in daily life, which takes about 6 months. I've done the 6 months, but I haven't done the 30 days. So the Jesuits tend to run those. And it's an incredibly powerful experience to go through and life-changing, but very demanding. Bring it down again, and we have what I'm going to talk about today, which is an exercise that you can do anytime you have a Bible story. So when I talked about Lectio, we can do a Lectio with anything. You can even do it with reading the newspaper. So a word that jumps out at you and you say, ah, it touched my heart. Something happened there. You can meditate on that word. This is a bit different. You need a story. And the stories that Ignatius tended to use were New Testament stories. So the stories of Jesus. And we're going to have one of those stories today. So you can use Old Testament stories as well. I just thought a few and went, I wouldn't recommend those, but I'm sure there are new Old Testament stories that would be really good to do. But this one is from what would be the lectionary if we were a nice Anglican or Uniting Church today. And it's the gospel reading, which is from Matthew 14. And I'm going to read it 3 times. And each time I'll read it slowly, and I'm going to encourage you to go somewhere slightly different with each one. So in the first one, just let all the way through, when you hear it 3 times, just let the story unfold for you. You might pick up new things every time, or you might not. You might tune me out totally and go with what's going on for you in the story. But the first time, what I want you to do is imagine the setting. And the setting changes, so imagine the changes. I'll pause so that you can imagine the changes as the setting changes. You can imagine yourself 2,000 years ago, or you can imagine this is happening today. Find a suitable place that's near you, out on the river maybe, or, I don't know, somewhere in Perth, or somewhere else. Or you can imagine yourself in Israel now, or back in the time of Jesus. So our reading, I'm going to suggest that you close your eyes and relax, and if you go to sleep, that's fine. We don't even mind snoring. It's from Matthew 14, verse 22. As I read the story, just imagine what's going on around you. As soon as the meal was finished, Jesus insisted that the disciples get in the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the people. With the crowd dispersed, he climbed the mountain so he could be by himself and pray. He stayed there alone late into the night. Meanwhile, the boat was far out to sea when the wind came up against them and they were battered by the waves. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came towards them, walking on the water. They were scared to death. "A ghost," they cried, crying out in terror. But Jesus was quick to comfort them. "Courage, it's me. Don't be afraid." Peter, suddenly bold, said, "Master, if it's really you, call me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come ahead." Jumping out of the boat, Peter walked on the water to Jesus. But when he looked down at the waves churning beneath his feet, he lost his nerve and started to sink. He cried, "Master, save me." Jesus didn't hesitate. He reached down, grabbed his hand. Then he said, "Faint heart, what got into you?" The two of them climbed into the boat, and the wind died down. The disciples in the boat, having watched the whole thing, worshipped Jesus, saying, "This is it. You are God's Son for sure." If you're already used to doing Ignatian meditation, I'm sure you've moved on to the next part, which is to imagine yourself in the story. Who are you in the story? Are you one of the disciples? Are you Peter? Or perhaps you're just you yourself, present in the boat that day. So I read the story again, and this time imagine that you're there. What are you saying? What are you doing? Are you talking to the people around you? How are you reacting? As soon as the meal was finished, Jesus insisted the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the people. With the crowds dispersed, he climbed the mountain so he could be by himself and pray. He stayed there alone, late into the night. Meanwhile, the boat was far out to sea when the wind came up against them and they were battered by the waves. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came to them, walking on the water. They were scared to death. "A ghost," they cried, crying out in terror. But Jesus was quick to comfort them. "Courage, it's me. Don't be afraid." Peter, suddenly bold, said, "Master, if it's really you, call me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come ahead." Jumping out of the boat, Peter walked on the water to Jesus. But when he looked down at the waves churning beneath his feet, he lost his nerve and started to sink. He cried, "Master, save me." Jesus didn't hesitate. He reached down, grabbed his hand. Then he said, "Faint heart, what got into you?" The two of them climbed into the boat and the wind died down. The disciples in the boat, having watched the whole thing, worshipped Jesus, saying, "This is it. You are God's son for sure." I'm going to read the story a third time. And this time, as you're present in the story, listen to how you're feeling, what you're doing. Follow the story through to the end. Imagine, as it comes to the end of the story, that Jesus is turning to you. Jesus turns, looks at you, and speaks to you. Listen to what he's saying to you and have a conversation with him. As soon as the meal was finished, Jesus insisted that the disciples get in a boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the people. With the crowd dispersed, he climbed the mountain so he could be by himself and pray. And he stayed there alone late into the night. Meanwhile, the boat was far out to sea when the wind came up against them and they were battered by the waves. At about 4 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came towards them, walking on the water. They were scared to death. "A ghost," they said, crying out in terror. But Jesus was quick to comfort them. "Courage, it's me. Don't be afraid." Peter, suddenly bold, said, "Master, if it's really you, call me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come ahead." Jumping out of the boat, Peter walked on the water to Jesus. But when he looked down at the waves churning beneath his feet, he lost his nerve and started to sink. He cried, "Master, save me." Jesus didn't hesitate. He reached down, grabbed his hand, and then he said, "Faint heart, what got into you?" The two of them climbed into the boat and the wind died down. The disciples in the boat, having watched the whole thing, worshipped Jesus, saying, "This is it. You are God's son for sure." Look into Jesus' eyes. What is Jesus saying to you?
A recording continues in 4 minutes.
Let's give you a couple more minutes. Come back to being present together. At this point, you might have taken yourself through that whole experience. You might have been having a conversation with Jesus and finishing it in prayer, or I don't know where you are. I wonder if any of you would like to share anything about what that experience was like for you. If you wanted to, you could share in small groups with each other, in a couple, two or three. Would that be a good idea? Yeah? No? Yeah? So just take a couple of minutes to talk to each other, and you can share as much or as little as you want to, including that was boring or whatever it was for you. We're back together again. Thank you. I hope you found that a helpful time. Was it a new exercise for anyone? Yeah, for some people? Yeah? Did you find a helpful way to engage with the scripture? Yeah? Some people did, maybe some people didn't, but that's okay. And I think that's what I like to do, is to look at a smorgasbord of what's available, and then we can use whatever works for us. Some people enjoy doing contemplative practices. Other people would rather have a nice brisk exegesis into the scripture and go into the theology and the background and who wrote what and why they didn't and why it argues with somebody else's stuff. But that's obviously not where I am anymore. So, yeah, finding where we're at and what works for us, I think, is really important. Thank you very much for sharing with me today, and I'll hand it back to Phil. Has anybody got any comments?
Comments, questions, opinions?
Just on the off chance that I'm speaking for some others, I'm not asking a question because I'd like to just sit with it. Just like, you know, we've been through that meditation experience. We're in a kind of a state that I don't want to disrupt it. So we're not ignoring you, we're just sitting with it. Yeah, that's for me anyway.
Thank you, and that's a very important point to make, and it's always very difficult doing one of these things, whether you have a time of sharing or whether you just leave it in silence, because some people just need to sit with what's been happening for them, and other people are desperate to share it, so it's always difficult. Thank you.
Okay, I think we might say thank you, Sandy, for your input today and for that very interesting approach.
Thank you.
Enjoyed that.